Good morning. We're continuing Chilam Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Malah, and we're starting Klal Yud Beis. Excuse me, Klal Chav Beis Simen Yud Beis. So the Chayyim says, "Mudalitu of a Shabbos, person can go to the mikvah." There is one concern about going to the mikvah. The process of going to the mikvah is a tahara process, which is a tikkun in the person, similar to the hafrosh tumas and maisos, which is a tikkun, even though it's not a tikkun of a kli, it's a tikkun of an item. And we should argue that maybe this should be also in Shabbos. So the more in Beis says, no, we're not concerned about that, because since people dip in the water for other purposes, it's not obvious he's doing a maisa tikkun. So maisa tikkun, which is the rabbanon, which is not a physical act of tikkun, in a case where it's not nikur chazal din anasu. But maybe we should be concerned about the fact that the person is going to squeeze out his hair. He says, no, but vashal yiskot asarus, lo gazvinin shemir yiskot lo shayach bei libun. There is a yiskot asarus to Rabbanon. So a person cannot come out of the mikvah and squeeze his hair dry. But it's not the raisa, so we're not going to ask her going to the mikvah a gazer that you might come to squeeze your hair. So we're not going to ask her mitzad that. And we got have you told the dosh? Kim shemaim hocham liibud. You're squeezing out the water to get the water. So that's like dosh. Well, you're not the water. When you squeeze out, you don't save. So we're not worried about dosh. Not worried about malabin. Umutali stabik bebeged ulavir lebeisay. So now, what about the following? The person uses a towel to dry themselves. So that should be a problem. That we should be concerned that the person is going to press hard. But that's the Chayyim is more worried about the same problem. That after the garment, the towel gets waterlogged, the person will squeeze out the water to help it dry. And that's the subskita of libun. So we should answer that. So the person is doing the maisa of drying themselves. They can't squeeze out the areas which are hairy. You cannot press very hard with it because that's squeezing out the liquid. The garment itself, we should be worried about. So if you use something which people do not mind that it gets wet, for example, a towel, so maybe there's less of a concern. The Chayyim is talking about a case where all the person had was a baguette, so he's using his baguette to dry himself. So he's going to not like the fact that his baguette is waterlogged. So there's a gzeira shem yiskut. So why are we not worried about that in this case? The answer is we should be. We have no choice. Chazal, there was a need for the people to be able to go to the mikvah, to retire themselves. And therefore, Chazal were matarit, they weren't geyser in that case. It's a case of mitzarech. Chazal weren't geyser. But if the person does have an option of using a towel or something which a person does not mind that it gets wet, a person is mechiv to do so. You're saying, in case you don't have another option, you can do this. Now, we're talking about going to the mikvah. What are we talking about? Why is a person going to the mikvah? So people go to the mikvah. A woman goes to the mikvah because of Hilchos Nida. A man will use the mikvah because of Keri. And then there's a concept of going to the mikvah because there's an element of Tosefes Kedusha, which takes place by entering into a mikvah. They say the Rebbe Chaim Wasserman would go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and he says if a mikvah can take a non-Jew and convert them into a Jew through the process of going to the mikvah, it's a simon that it helps the neshama, so it will help me as well. Even though he was a litvak, he did so. So see them very makbid in this concept of tefillah because of Tosefes Kedusha. The Mishmur recommends not to do that on Shabbos. This leniency is a case where there's a need for the person to go to the mikvah. Person needs tahara. Most common example is a woman who's a nida. A Mashiach is going to come, Bezat Hashem. And there are halachas of tumah and tahara. So that's where it's relevant that such a situation, a person just doing it, he's already Torah, to have his Kedusha, one should refrain to do so on Shabbos. And that's the recommendation of the Chafetz Chaim. When we say that you have to be careful of the areas of hair, not to squeeze hard, it's only areas where there's a proliferation of hair, person's head, under the armpit, etc. Person has hairs on the back of their hand, there's hairs on their arms, etc. That's not a area of increased density of hair, it's just spread out. So there's no shechita of saris in those situations. It doesn't trap the water at all, and therefore that's not a problem when we're discussing the area that you can't be shechita of saris. It's referring to the areas of the body which are naturally more hairy. Have a good day.